Hello, this is Mr. Shipes, and I want to give a warm welcome to our parents and students. I hope you all had a great summer. This website is created to give you some additional information regarding my classroom. I want to make sure that both parents and students are aware of what will be taught this year and what behavior expectations I have regarding learning online for the first part of the school year. I will also include information on how to get online as quickly as possible so you can become more familiar with the technology and the programs we will use this year. The Chromebook and the online programs will help build a learning environment where each student can begin their fifth grade studies. The website is broken into three different sections: the homepage, the schedule, and the newsletter page. Let's take a look at the class overview. This year, students will be working in many different areas as they prepare for the rigor of middle school. This year, students will continue developing their understanding of different types of writing. They will be writing stories, essays, reports, and poetry. My goal is to see students be fluent readers, and they will have many opportunities to practice reading and working toward reading at grade level and beyond grade level. Students will analyze books and articles and discuss the information that they find in those books and articles. They will also make predictions and consider the implications of the facts of an article or the events of a story. Understanding why an author has written the book or article the way they have is an important skill to have. In fact, it helps them understand the text's purpose, or the purpose of the writing, and they'll use that knowledge as they do their own writing, as they produce their own essays and narratives and opinion articles. Let's discuss mathematics. In third and fourth grade, students began to learn a lot about fractions and decimals. In fifth grade, they will continue learning about decimals and fractions, but will take it to the next level, where they will ultimately learn how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide decimals to the thousandths place, fractions, whole numbers, and exponents. Students will learn how to use the order of operations to know which operation, which type of math they should do in what order. Students will also learn about geometric shapes and look at charts, graphs, and data tables and begin learning how to actually graph on a Cartesian point grid and how to look at patterns that are present in a data table so they can come to specific conclusions about what those patterns might mean or imply. Finally, in the area of history and science, let's talk a little bit about what they'll be learning. In history, students will learn about the first explorers that came through Alaska from Asia and down into North and South America. We will also discuss the explorations of European explorers and the early history of the country of America all the way to the Civil War. In science, students will study the natural world. They will discuss how water moves through cycles across the entire Earth. They'll learn about plate tectonics, atoms, molecules, chemical reactions, and finally, we'll learn about stars and how stars are at the center of planetary systems. I'm sure you have a lot of questions about this year, and my hope is that this website will guide students with help from their parents in creating a learning environment at home and to make sure that all of your questions are answered and students have the ability to utilize the technology so they will be able to make learning progress this first grading period. Let's talk a little bit about behavior expectations for online learning. Just like in school, we have the three B's that help us explain the behavior expectations at school while we are learning. Those behavior expectations extend, or they also apply to, our online or distance learning classroom. We will still follow the three B's of be safe, be responsible, and be respectful as we work online. I want to give you some examples of what each of these would look like while we are learning online. Being safe and being responsible and being respectful are different since we are all in our homes. With the use of district technology like the Chromebook, a mouse, headphones, and hotspots to make sure you can get on the internet, we need to clarify what the three B's look like in our online classroom. When I say be safe, that means that you are being thoughtful about where you are and when you are on the internet. It means to stay on district websites and websites that I provide you as your teacher. It also means that you keep your login information private, that means to yourself. And it means that you're listening to a trusted adult or parent while you are online, and that you are only talking and messaging myself as your teacher and classmates when you have the permission to, in order to complete an assignment that I have assigned. It isn't okay to text or video text or video message people that are outside of our class or someone that you do not know. It's always important to also tell a trusted adult when something online makes you uncomfortable. Let's talk about being responsible. Being responsible while you are online means that you are being a professional and a focused student who is participating each and every day. That means being on time to online school Monday through Friday, reporting during normal school time by working on your Google Classroom assignments and by logging onto Zoom or Google Meet lessons. It means that you're checking in every day and that you're logging in, as I said earlier, on time to our virtual class meetings or lessons. And it means that you're being responsible with your time. So you make sure that you do not have to leave the lesson to go use the restroom when the class begins, and that you are being responsible with your time by making sure that you use your breaks appropriately to stretch or use the restroom or go take care of personal things, like get a snack or other things that you would normally do in the morning or during our normal school time. Being responsible also means that you make sure that your assignments are being turned in on time. It means that you are dressed and ready for learning when it's time to start a Zoom lesson. You spend time talking with a trusted adult or parent to make sure that you have a daily routine in place. And I'll give you an example of what a daily routine or a daily school schedule routine might look like at home. And you can talk with your parent or guardian about how you can use that schedule during the school days. When we have started a Zoom meeting and it is a lesson or a class discussion, it's important that you're sitting in front of your Chromebook. It's also important that your Chromebook is on a table or countertop or desk, and that the area that you're working in, that you're studying in, that is sort of the spot in your home where you do your learning, is free from as many distractions as possible so that you're able to focus on the lesson. That also means that you have no other devices on your desk or countertop or table. So it wouldn't be okay for you to text on your phone during the lesson. It wouldn't be okay for you to visit other websites. So it's important that you take some time to talk with a trusted adult or an older sibling at home to make sure that you can create a quiet learning space in your house, someplace where you can sit in a chair, not your bed, a place where you can feel comfortable and in a good position so that you can sit up straight and be able to participate in the lesson comfortably. Make sure your Chromebook is on a hard and stable surface like a desk or table or countertop. And when you're not using your Chromebook, be sure that it's put back in its case for protection and that it has time to charge before the next day's lesson, so you can make sure your Chromebook's always ready to be used. Be sure that if you need to move someplace else in your home, that you hold the Chromebook with two hands, one on each side of the Chromebook, so you're holding it and carrying it safely. Make sure that you keep all food and drink away from your device. And be sure to take extra good care of the Chromebook screen and keyboard. So that means not touching the screen with your finger and making sure that, or with a pen or pencil too. And the reason why that's so important is because, like for your fingers, for example, a smudge on your from your hand can leave oil or other things on the screen, which can dirty or damage the screen. So you want to make sure you're taking good care of the screen and to be sure that you're being thoughtful about using the keyboard and making sure that the Chromebook's keys, you know, don't come off or get damaged. All right, so the final 3B is being respectful. I want to talk just briefly about what it means to be respectful. So respectful means to be friendly and use positive words and kind language when you're interacting or talking or working with classmates and with your teacher. Being respectful means being professional and being focused on the learning topic and to be helpful to others by helping them focus, by you sitting quietly when you are on a Zoom meeting, particularly if I am talking or if someone else is talking in the classroom. It's also important that you do not bring things that might be distractions into the area that your camera sees. And so it wouldn't be appropriate to share things that might be in your home during a lesson because it would be a distraction, not only to me as your teacher, but to other students who are focused on learning. It's also important that you put your microphone on mute when it is not your turn to speak so that other people aren't distracted by any other sounds that are happening around you. And by following these simple rules, we'll be able to have a very productive Zoom meetings and class discussions. In the next sections below, you can read a little bit of information about me and how long I have been working in the Greenfield Union School District and some of my interests. Underneath the section about me, you're going to see another section called Getting Started. And there are four steps that you will follow, and those four steps will allow you to get logged on to the Chromebook and also to add the first Google Classroom class. And once you're there, you'll be able to see other videos that will help you navigate the virtual classroom and look at the first assignments for this week. I'll be helping you along the way with videos and audio recordings like this one to make sure that we can all get online as quickly as possible to start our school year. If you scroll to the very bottom, you will see 8 different links. Just in case you get lost for some reason, there is a link to the Google Classroom, which is where all our assignments will be. A link to Class Dojo, which is the parent-teacher communication app that you can add to your phone or you can pull up on your desktop. The Help Desk, which is the district's text support line for parents and students. You can email or visit the website or call that toll-free number if you need help troubleshooting any issues with your Chromebook. The Aries Parent Portal is also linked there at the bottom. I have placed the district website, the Kendrick Elementary School website, the Parent Teacher Organization Facebook page, and the Kendrick Elementary Twitter feed to make sure that you have access to all the different social media platforms so you can stay as informed as possible as we all work together to push through the digital learning environment for the next 10 weeks or so, or the first grading period for the school year. All right. I look forward to having your son or daughter in my classroom, and I hope this is a good beginning for you as we're getting all set up to get started in the first week of school. Before reading the Getting Started section and going through steps 1, 2, 3, and 4 to get logged on to the Chromebook and to get access to the Google Classroom, be sure you visit the second tab, which is the class schedule. There are two different schedules. There's the Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday schedule, and the Wednesday minimum day schedule. Be sure to discuss those with your son or daughter. And then the last tab is the newsletter tab. You will find a welcome letter from me welcoming you to this school year and to my classroom. And then there's also a children's cooking newsletter that you might find interesting as well. All right. Thank you, and we'll talk to you soon.